Try low now.
Good evening, Gerald Jen.
Good evening, Gerald.
Hey, Gerald.
Hi, Gerald.
Hello.
Yeah. Bark, bark, bark.
Yes, I'm in and it's recording.
Okay. Well, I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Everything's weird.
This is Rosie going on mute.
Hey, Rosalyn.
Like we're up on time. Somebody got consciousness of consciousness up.
I have.
Fire when ready.
Aquarians, on my command, set your mind, clean your soul, and repeat after me. Most High Lord God of all creation, Alaya Asher High, this is my true and righteous testimony to you as ordered by you and commissioned upon me in accordance with your holy anointing and established chain of command. Consciousness of consciousness, this is the great vision. Lucifer and all your minions, Anunnaki, Cactu, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof, knowing and ignorant. You are hereby stripped of all powers and all cognizance that you accomplish nothing, real or imagined, save and except hastening of your own death upon your own head in the heavens above, in the earth, and in all the depths beneath. Lucifer and all your servants, Anunnaki, Cactu, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof, you are now bound in infinite restriction and bound in infinite deprivation that all life energies abandon you, that you die the death here and now, immediately and without delay. Lucifer and all your damnables, Anunnaki, Cactu, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof. You are bound with all forces and energies of all violence in all creation, and into the deepest pits of past. There you shall remain until 1,000 generations have passed, in total freedom from you and all your damnations. Here, all you seven swords of the Most High Lord God of all creation, all Akurians send you to action. Sword of righteousness, sword of justice, sword of truth, sword of honor, sword of strength, sword of vengeance, sword of great wrath. Hear me, great swords, you are now endowed with all righteous powers and holy authorities, all intelligence, stealth, courage, absolute success, and absolute victory. Spare not Yahweh, mark and seal him with death, that he cease and continue not. Spare not any demon or their minions, any Anunnaki, Cat Jew, Knights of Columbus, Masonic, Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof, knowing and ignorant. Consciousness of consciousness, this is the great vision.
Excellent. Okay. We have a bit of a thing we got to get our teeth into a little more, and that's the time factor. So we're not going to waste an opportunity. I'm going to explain a little bit about time, and then we're going to apply a little of it. For those of you that have been paying attention to any of the news, there was a reported nuclear explosion in the Ukraine. Bogus. Totally bogus. There was no nuclear there, nor was there an explosion at the time they said, because it would have shown up on the earthquake reports. So just because something jumps out of the woodwork that could be devastating, and a nuclear explosion on the surface would be, does not mean that we have to jump stiff-legged into the stupidity of buying it whole hog. We have to discern it. We have to vet it. We have to check it out. So that is a little bit of what we're going to do somewhat tonight. Before we do anything, I want everybody to take full body super sense. Don't leave your body with it. Let the energy tell you and locate for discernment Yahweh. Just locate him right now. That's pretty good. Yes, he's still on the far side of the moon and ensconced in that chamber, I guess you would call it. And that humongous, super expensive spaceship that they sent is gone. It went back without saying a word, doing a damn thing. We have no idea where the hell it is. I didn't trace it. Nevertheless, we want to know where Anu is. That's the first thing. Or not Anu, Yahweh. We want Yahweh behind. And now that we know where he's at, you're going to have to get as neutral as you possibly can. Let the energy tell you, in this case, his energies telling you what he feels like at the moment. What's his condition? Anybody want to give us their read on him?
He's tired of fighting the pain. He wants to die.
I didn't hear you, honey. Say again.
He's tired of fighting this pain. It's too excruciating. He wants to die.
He wishes he could die right off of the bat, that's for sure. For those of you that are reading him, you're seeing a great deal of discomfort. Some you understand, like when you've had a real bad cold or an injury or something you have to come over, or any kind of an illness that you've had to just literally fight off day by day. That is exactly what he feels like, because that's exactly the state he's in. And we're going to make it worse. We are going to show him exactly the same consideration that he has shown us. He can't say none at all, because he's done a hell of a lot in his efforts to take us apart. Trouble is, we can do a little taking apart, too. We're a Currians. Okay. Now that you've got him discerned, you know where he is. We're going to hit him with an individual and a composite, a team, operation, balls of death in a few minutes. But I want to get a couple of things up clear for the Time Lord thing. Some of you are still making a body of light and taking it forward in time to try to nail him. That won't work. Putting a body of light forward in time so you can see it manifest when we come through the now is a damn good practice. But bodies of light in the future really don't work that well for this kind of purposes. And the reason is all of the future is a type of energy that we would call a neutrino if we were to take one of them and just look at it. But there's a lot of different types of neutrinos. In other words, someone seems to think that a neutrino is a single particle. It is not. It can be, but it can have 20,000 particles just as easily, or any combination. The thing is, every speck of energy in a neutrino is doing one thing over and above what any other energy would be doing anywhere. It is moving faster than the speed of light. Yet we got to catch up with it in the speed of light. So let me see if I can explain this a little bit. If you had two automobiles side by side on a mile-long runway, and one automobile can only run at 90 miles an hour, and the other one can only run at 60. The one that runs 90 miles an hour is going to get to the end of that mile faster than the one at 60. That is just common sense. We know that one. Well, time works exactly the same way. That is a manifestation of time. Now, if you go somewhere forward in time and you make neutrinos, they don't set there. They can't. They're moving backwards in time, which means they're going to be manifest ahead of everything else that's there at that time in the future. But everything is made out of neutrinos because they're also extremely malleable. Just like whenever you get out of your body or you take the time to do a vision, even at dissolving a cloud, your thoughts, your mental pictures make that happen. And if you get right up on the edge of time, the now as we call it, because we're in the now constantly, and look at the Akashic records, you can see the stuff that is physically manifest on one hand, and the effects of current thinking that can be changed on the other. Some of the stuff coming for you is already set because nobody's changing their thinking. That wasn't welded in steel until it passed through the now. Now, you put a neutrino out there, and it's moving faster than the speed of light, so it comes back through the now ahead of everything else at its particular time that is solid matter. Now, solid matter at that point, of course, is a light energy. But all of that light energy is in a square dance, for the want of a better term, and all of it can move faster than the speed of light. So, well, how can it be solid? Because it's moving 90 degrees to the time frame.
Say that one more time.
Because it is moving 90 degrees to the time frame. We look at time as going from point A to point B in a straightforward line. Time does not always do that. So there is a substance setting forward in the future that you can see on the perimeter of the Akashic records. And that is because those neutrinos are either moving sideways to the time frame or at a slower speed than some of the other stuff around it. For instance, when you're moving backwards in time, once you're through the warp factor, there virtually is no limit to how fast you can go. But you're going backwards in time, not forward. So you see a manifestation in the future. It's beginning to solidify. That's why you can see it. And it is beginning to slow up. And when it hits the zero point and becomes physically manifest, it is at least at sublight. Not necessarily standing still, but at sublight. If we look at the planet Earth and took its orbit and straightened it out, we would find a similar that we would if we looked at a particle of light that we thought was traveling in a straight line. It's actually traveling in a long spiral. So is the planet around the sun, and so is every other planet around the sun, including the asteroids. If you took their orbit and straightened them out, you would find that by relation to gravity mostly, it's not traveling in a straight line, it's traveling in a spiral, the center of which would be a straight line. Now, that little time differential can be critical in some of the things that we do. For instance, if you take the straight line and measure it, it comes up 186,232 within a few fractions there, miles per second. That's how fast light travels. But if you actually looked at that particle of light, it's traveling in a spiral, which means it's going farther in the same time frame. And that figure is 186,409.984884. It's just about a quarter of an inch of 300,000 kilometers. And that's why everybody is getting their time frames wrong. They're not paying attention to the true math on it. Now, that quarter of an inch, traveling, say, from here to the far side of creation, will begin to add up. It becomes years, centuries, without any problem at all, because there's a lot of them. Now, when we do a time frame thing and we want something to happen forward in time, we can't be jackass all over the place. We have got to set it. We've got to put it in what we would call reverse. Instead of going forward in time, it's coming back towards us. And if we try to keep it in a straight line, it'll do pretty much that. The curvature is just the nature of the thing. And it will break through the time frame exactly where we set it if we are about the business of setting it exactly right to start with.
Please repeat that, Bobby.
If we set a time frame to happen at a given point, to come through the now at a given point, what we have done, and we go forward in time, it doesn't matter where, we have literally set that point, that incident, whatever, in a straight line that by its nature is in reverse. We're backing up because it's moving backwards in time. What it's made out of and how we make it depends on us because that we want it to come through at a given time. We have to set it to do that. And when we set it to do that, we've set the direction coming towards us in the now, and we have automatically set its own rate of speed. How fast is it moving backwards in time? And you can't do that haphazard or pussy times and all over the landscape. You've got to be about the hard point.
May I ask a question at this point, please?
I hardly heard you, honey. What?
I need to ask a question.
Yes.
When we set that time lord to come back and we've done it correctly, can it be sabotaged?
Yes.
Okay.
By an idiot.
By an idiot?
Yeah, when you set it up. If you got an idiot in there with you, it's already screwed up. It ain't going to work.
Oh, I see. Can it be sabotaged by the Anunnaki?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you let them. I'm trying to get everybody to work as a team because if you don't have teamwork, you're not making Shiloh, and neither is anyone that looks to you. The team is everything. Now, let me give you some hard evidence on it. How many governments, be they kings or whatever, have existed on the planet just since we started keeping historical records? How many thousands of them? This king's alive and he died and his son ruled in his stead and did something different. The government itself may have survived for a while, like the continuous government of Egypt, that has some pretty serious cracks in it. They had to go back to being a government a couple of times. All of these governments, all these phony religions have come and gone, come and gone, come and gone, redressed themselves, come and gone, redressed themselves, come and gone, and come and gone. There's only one thing that has remained absolutely unchanged, except for its equipment and technological wherewithal, since the same time period. And that's the military. You see a soldier in uniform. His basic training has evolved out of the thousands of years of military experience. The organization, the way they're put together, the effective ones, not all this paper-shuffling horse shit that Eisenhower tried to put in, but a military organization that is, knows what it's about, gets this job done, has a minimum of administration, not a maximum. It has a maximum of support. That's a military difference between it and all the governments, religions, philosophies, and all the rest of the bullshit that's come and gone because it does not practice its own rules. Only the military does that. That's why we are militarily structured, so that we can get in on that when we've got enough sense to do it. Now, let's get back to our time frame thing. If I'm looking at a given point in time, in the future, anything that's there, I've got to make it out of the neutrinos, the energy that is there, which at that time is more manifest as neutrinos than anything else. Now, for those of you that have, I don't know whether you ever played with it or not, but the old television sets, when they would go blank, they wouldn't have a signal. There was black and white and gray dots all over the screen, mostly shades of gray. But if you would think circle, in which direction, those spots would start dancing in that circle. You could make squares, valentines, whatever you wanted. But it wasn't until after this was in for a while that we found out what made those dots. There was nothing electrically making them, nothing in the circuitry. All the circuitry did was set up the picture from the lines and the paint and everything else. So where in the hell did all this static come from? We found out it was neutrinos hitting the antenna coming through the time frame. But a neutrino is moving backwards in time. So when you looked at a screen and you made them start rotating to the right in a circle, your now was influencing neutrinos that were in the now. But remember, they're moving backwards. They don't have to come into the now to move backwards. They're already moving backwards. So at some future point in the time, there is a zero point of time where you have established. And it's pretty easy. It could be a microsecond. It doesn't have to be 20 years. Now, that is the way time works, and it's the way neutrinos work. What we've got to do is get our skills together to make it work when and where and what the way we want. And you're going to have to do that as a team, or you are not going to make Shiloh. Make no damn mistake. All of you have been informed. You're going to do a team as a team, and I mean a good one, or you are not making Shiloh. Someone is going to have to take you aside and give you a good talking to, cussing out, whatever. But your attitude and your mindset and your bullshit is what won't work. Especially as a team. I've been in firing teams. I've been in drill teams. I've also been in bands, orchestra types, if you follow me, which are the ultimate of teamwork, where the band sucks. A good sounding band is a damn good team. A bad sounding band is somebody blasting off incoherently. Prime example for those of us that have been around music. Okay, next stage of the game. Once we set something forward in time, that's when we want it to start coming to us. Everybody's got to be on the same page, and everybody's got to be doing the same thing, or it's going to jackass. Because the energy was jackass when you set it up. That simple. And there's no other reason for the failure. If you don't think so, I want some of you to split up on your own with nobody else's knowledge. Do not involve anybody else's mind. Two or three of you get together, take a target, something that'll happen quickly. You don't need it to wait for 10 years, and see how quickly you can make these little things come to the light, to the fore. You can do them literally all day long. Those of you that are on the same page will have the right result. You got a team member that's off jackass, you're not going to get the result you're after. Simple as that. So, we're going to hit old Yahweh again. And then the third one, we're going to go forward. We'll set a time. And remember, this is you don't take a body of light there. You make it out of the energies there. You mentally set up the time that you want this thing to start coming towards you with this end result. That makes you a time lord or a time jackass, depending on how you set it. Okay? Now, let's take Yahweh, since we know where the son of a bitch is, and know that he's feeling poorly at the moment. He's going to feel a hell of a lot more poorly before we're through with him. We're giving him exactly the same bit that he's unloading on us. Okay, everybody, make a body of light. Teleportate it to the center of the sun. And please do not jump ahead. You've already done one, stop, make a new one, teleportate it to the center of the sun. Right now, you should have a body of light in the center of the sun. Nothing else. Now, expand it to 800,000 miles in diameter, the size of the sun proper. That's right, someone did 800,000 miles and found out that it's inside the sun. That's right, because around the surface of the sun, there's about 40,000 miles of surface and extensions and everything else that we don't want to fool with. But somebody read that absolutely right. Okay, now take all of the energies that are in the sun. Because there is some deadly shit there. Ooh. Take it all. All the kill it now stuff. And fill your body of light as full as you can get it. Now your body of light that is full should be pretty much the same top to bottom, right to left, back to front, whatever. Where the sun is not. The sun's a lot heavier to the center. That's why we use a body of light. We want a composite energy, not layered energy. Because every layer of energy has got a different handling characteristic. That's why we use a body of light. Fill the body of light. And when you do, it's going to be pretty much the same, like a balloon, all directions. And it's going to be full of that deadly energy. And that's exactly what you want. Okay. Now, locate Yahweh by discernment. You've got him. Dispose of the body of light. You no longer need it. And take your composite of all those deadly energies and center them on Yahweh. Excellent. And now reduce it all to one humongous, super thick, deadly thing that pervades everything about him. The energies that make up the particles. The particles that make up the atoms. The atoms that make up cells and everything else. It's all contaminated from the energy out. Every bit of it. It's all deadly. And you don't give a goddamn if it hurts. You simply want it deadly. Kill everything that you bind it to. And that's our next step. Now bind this humongous amount of energy that you've got down into him and make it fit him. Make it fit him like a coat of sweat. And bind it to him. That there's not one particle of anything or essence of an energy that isn't contaminated and bound to him to kill that son of a bitch outright. Okay, break away and clean yourself. Okay, now, on my command, don't jump ahead of me. Some of you made an 800,000-mile thick body of light and took it to the sun. That screws it up. That doesn't work that way. Do what I tell you, not these friggin' half-cocked delusions. Make a body of light. It can be any size like you normally make. If you make it like you normally make them, you make a better one. Now teleportate it to the center of the sun and expand it to 800,000 miles. There you go. See, that wasn't too hard. Now, you'll notice that the sun is fully recovered. It's as bad a goddamn hell hole as it was a few minutes ago. Take all that killing energy, the heat, the radiation, the frequencies, everything, and fill your body of light. Excellent. Now that you've got that done, dispose of the body of light and maintain all those energies. Now take cognizance of all the Akurians in your vicinity, because everybody should be there, consciously or otherwise. Some of them are doing it there. Some of them are doing it from their full body super sense. Doesn't matter. The presence is there. And merge all of them into one. Every bit of sewage that anybody's picked up is good sewage as far as we're concerned. Bind it into one humongous ball of death. Okay, that's pretty good. Now, relocate Yahweh, who's having a severe case of ass ache right now. It's going to get worse, Yahweh. I've just started with you. And as a team, help take the whole shooting match, the whole merged ball of energy to Yahweh and center it. I got that's pretty good too. Okay. Now compress it right down till it fits him again like a coat of sweat and merge it with every energy that's in his body. That it pervades every particle. It's the energy is poison. The particles that make up the energy, or that are made up of the energy, are poison. The atoms that are made up of those particles are poison. The cells that are made up out of those atoms, regardless of his DNA, is poison, deadly. And all of you together, as a team, bind this to that son of a bitch. Every bit of energy. You bind it to his energy. All of it. Nothing escapes. Nothing is clean. Okay, that's pretty good. Let me give it a minute. Okay. Now, on my command, 3, 2, 1, break. That's it. Now leave him right there. That's good. Clean yourself and come back to your own territory and let him fry in that sauce. Well, that's just a sample of what we got in store for him. Okay. Now, I want everybody to imagine I got to get one that everybody can do. Okay, everybody can imagine an aluminum or white metal. Let's make it stainless steel. A stainless steel coffin. No liner, just a coffin. Box and a lid that's going to lock together. Okay, now that everybody knows what we're going to make, 10 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow morning, is the time set forward in time, that it become into the now at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning Eastern Standard Time. It's about 10 hours and 20 minutes from now. Concentrate on the hour. Forward in time, you take the, not an image, the Yahweh. Pick him up in the time. That's it. He is dead. Put him in that coffin, close it, and lock it. And now it is started towards us. Okay, break free and come back to yourself. And let him stew in that juice. He's not only got juice, he knows how long he has left to live. And that one was pretty good. Better than we had before. Okay, are there any questions? Okay. Ernie, would you close us out, please?
Okay. Aquarians, on my command, set your mind, clean your soul, and repeat after me. Most High Lord God of all creation, Alaya Ashahai, this is my true and righteous testimony to you as ordered by you and commissioned upon me in accordance with your holy anointing and established chain of command. Consciousness of consciousness, this is the great vision. Lucifer and all your minions, Anunnaki, Cat Jews, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof, knowing and ignorant. You are hereby stripped of all powers and all cognizance, that you accomplish nothing real or imagined, save and except hastening of your own death upon your own head in the heavens above, in the earth, and in all the depths beneath. Lucifer and all your servants, Anunnaki, Cat Jew, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof. You are now bound in infinite restriction and infinite deprivation, that all life energies abandon you, that you die the death here and now, immediately and without delay. Lucifer and all your damnables, Anunnaki, Cat Jews, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof. You are now bound with all forces and energies and all violence to all creation, and into the deepest pits of hell you are cast. And there you shall remain until 1,000 generations have passed in total freedom from you and all your damnations. Hear, all you seven swords of the Most High Lord God of all creation. All Akurians send you to action. Sword of righteousness, sword of justice, sword of truth, sword of honor, sword of strength, sword of vengeance, sword of great wrath. Hear me, great swords, you are now endowed with all righteous powers and holy authorities, all energy, stealth, courage, absolute success, and absolute victory. Spare not Yahweh, mark and seal him with death, that he cease and continue not. Spare not any demon or their minions, any Anunnaki, Cat Jew, Knights of Columbus, Masonic and Temple Israelites, bureaucrats, officers, reporters, associates, supporters, minions, fellows, and all families thereof, knowing and ignorant. Consciousness of consciousness, this is the great vision.
Okay, beautiful shot. Pay attention to the news. They're lying to you for a reason. Are there any questions?
You do not have this written down, do you?
No.
Okay. I did set it up to record. And as soon as we're done with this conference call, I will download that recording. I will name it with today's date and call it additional information on Time Lords or something like that. I will put it in Akurian documents in the root directory. So when you get there, just go down to the bottom and you can find it there at your own leisure.
Why are they lying about this nuclear thing? What's that about?
False flagging, I guess. Try to see how many suckers they can make jump up. It's not all mainstream media yet. It may be some jackass out there, but looks a little too good to just have been some shithead in his basement. So they're just testing the water, attempted data mining. But one thing, there's a earthquake. Just do that and download the United States Geological thing. It's there, USSD or something like that. And set your thing for 30 days. I'll help walk you through it as you can. Because if there was a nuclear blast, there would be a ground shake, and it would come up on the seismograph. Like the two that happened at Oklahoma City. So if there would be a nuclear burst, even an air burst, would still register on the ground. But we got to stay ahead of it. The bastards are lying. Any other questions? Okay, I salute you all. The chief is out.
Thank you.